Okay, so there's no music.
I realized 7 days ago in 1999, a couple of students were sitting in their class thinking about what the day would lead. A warm day in Columbine. I know this, I'm probably going to try and screen record this, but I didn't realize this and never posted anything about this, even though this should be heard. These two people, I don't know their names. I don't think I just got sucked into a hole about this, and I think it's a good thing to be talked about. I remember I wasn't born that day, but I remember not even thinking about it was a 20-year anniversary of the Columbine massacre. Oh my gosh. So I'm gonna be talking about, I don't want to say it because it's good. I'm a middle schooler. I'm a happy kid. I don't think about it. I used to until Valentine's Day of 2018. I remember laying in my bed watching YouTube as like what a typical little kid would. The reason I'm talking about this one is because I remember what I was doing. I've subscribed to some of the news and it says Florida school shooting. So that I was like, oh, I never knew this could happen. And kind of what you would think. I never knew this could happen. I clicked on it. And it brought me to tears. Because I was such an immature kid. I didn't think, oh yeah, this will never happen. My school's safe. And, but, like, sometimes when you think, sitting in class, I don't say on one topic, I'll get back to Columbine in a couple seconds. But, like, when you sit in your class thinking, what am I going to do after school? What about this math test I have? But somewhere, there could be a person planning to do that. This thing. I don't want to call it names. But, like, sometimes when I'm sitting in class, I'll be thinking, what would I do if a guy or woman shoots a gun in my school? The teachers inform you, we're safe. The school is safe. You don't have to worry about that. But sometimes it still makes your mind ponder. What would happen if this happened to you? How would you come back? What would you do? So during school, the infant's name called Alice. I can't remember. I've heard about it, like, on different stuff, like, in different campuses from my research. I think it's a good idea to kind of introduce it for different grade levels, because you could do high school, middle school, or elementary in Arkansas. And I don't know what the dates happened, but there has been a one shooting I know of, the Jonesboro Middle School shooting, and I didn't know it was at a middle school. But, like, I feel like it might happen one day when I'm out of that school. You don't think about this stuff as a kid. You think about, oh, what if I fail my test? My parents are mad. What about, oh, I don't like this class? What if you're a student sitting in there and a fire alarm goes off, you stand up, didn't think anything about it, and you see two kids running down the hallway, blood on their back, and you look down the hallway and you see a person pointing a gun at you. I know this is a touchy subject to be talking about on my podcast, but, like, I'm gonna get to a happy podcast tomorrow. I just was thinking about this and I need to get out onto this place called internet. Same with Nicholas Cruz. He had signs on his Instagram about guns. He liked guns. This, that, this, that. And, same with, there was never really any, you could actually tell he was a person. And after that, I remember the months, everyone was talking about the March for Our Lives thing. I really wanted to do it, but I didn't realize it was that day where I could go march for my life. It's so weird to be saying when you're a kid and you think about it, your parents telling your kids, when I was your age, a gunman came into my school. This could, you could be talking to an elementary schooler, middle schooler, or high school, because that's happened, but most of these are, even college, which had all been shot in. And it's just so weird to think there's an imbalance in the human brain that this could happen. I know this podcast is going to be really long, and if you want to, you can click off it. I have no sponsorship. This is just going to be raw tea. It's just really weird to me. Like, sometimes most of these people I think are like outcasts, bullying, and all this stuff. America spends millions of dollars trying to prevent this from happening, and it still happens. I don't want to say guns should be banned. I feel like the thing should be, you should teach kids. No, you shouldn't. You should teach kids about this. Tell them about it. Tell them. But that would traumatize them, which would lead into a spiraling hole of anxiety. And that, it's very obvious on the internet to say, yeah, this, since you see a post come up about, I'm gonna go shoot a kid, school, business, because YouTube was shot at too, the headquarters there. So let's get back to Columbine. Columbine is one of the biggest shootings. I was watching the news about it. I didn't know it happened that day in 1999. I didn't know it happened on 420. Yes, I said that. I just needed one more comedic effect into this podcast. But I feel like no one's going to see this, even though it needs to be seen. It needs to start being talking about this thing we call, I don't want to say it, but it seems like life now. Oh, a shooting happened. Oh, this. A bombing. If you, I'm not, like, trying to see if anyone would see this, but, like, if you've been a victim of any of this, even if you're, like, years older than me, please contact me. Give me a video message. Because I want to interview you and see how the chemically balance, how it feels. I'm still a kid that hasn't been introduced to this stuff. I have through the internet, but I never experienced it. I'm glad the schools are taking effort into this situation. Arkansas, a bunch of places, and there was a mostly happens anything in the big states like Texas, New York, Florida, all the states you hear their names, they're so common in this world. This podcast is so long, it's 9 minutes, jeez. I think this should be talked about. I like the idea of Alice. You should search it up, Rogers Public Schools, Alice. And it's really interesting. And if you're a school administrator, try to see if you could teach lower grades about, like, what you see on social media. Take it seriously. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna go kill this kid. I'm like, you should take that serious and please report it. That way, we can help this person make them, quote-unquote, better, even though this could agitate them and make them more forceful to do this. Oh my gosh, I sound so smart. But, I don't know if anyone's going to see this, but, like, I'm not going to... I still think... I do talk about this. I don't talk about it a lot, but, like, it seems like someday... It could happen any day. It could happen the great love day of Valentine's Day. Easter. Your birthday. This could happen. I think it's weird to say about that. I don't want to end this podcast because it's such good information. I want to make this heard that this is a completely different topic from shootings, but, like, your voices, you could hear, and don't think when you scroll past someone's supposed to have a gun up to their face. Still go, if you're a child, go tell your parents, and they could, and they, but if you're older, more mature, you could report it. But, like, and say this is, like, self-inflicted injury. You could save someone's life, and that would, I have done that. I have not, I tell people, always tell me, but, like, if you're gonna say, I'm gonna go kill myself, or I'm gonna go do this, I'm still gonna tell someone, but, oh my gosh, this is so weird. I'm so sporadic, but I think this needs to be heard. And if you, I'm gonna go ahead and have this is towards the end of my podcast. If you want to see, like, give me a voice memo if you're a survivor of any attacks, and you need to call me and interview me, and I will try to make sure you're not a 50-year-old man. I'll have a podcast coming out about social media and how it's technically taking over your life. Sad. I don't remember a day without technology. I've grown up on iPhone and stuff. So thank you for listening to my podcast, and remember to have a great day, have a great year, and have a great life. I'll see you later. Peace out, Girl Scout.